With the midterm elections out of the way, Congress will limp back to Washington next week to start a short lame duck session. Dale Moore with the American Farm Bureau Federation expects limited action beyond extending funding for the government.
We are hopeful that we'll see something on the tax extenders. Particularly for us, it's the Section 179 and the bonus depreciation are the two that are right at the top of our list. But it's that whole package of tax extenders. I think it would surprise me if we saw the lame duck address the issues of water with waters of the U.S. We've also heard rumors, but again, I kind of discount that the lame duck's going to take time to work on any of the trade issues. I think those are all issues that are going to be on the table come the new Congress.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association Policy Division Chairman Kevin Kester of California says Section 79 reverted to a lower level this year.
As it stands right now for 2014, it's only $25,000 deduction for Section 179 maximum. Last year, it was $500,000, and we want to do our very best to get Congress to take some action to get some retroactive amount back up closer to that $500,000 allowance.
Kester says it's difficult for producers to plan ahead without knowing what the deduction will be.
We're already behind the eight ball for investment planning and planning major purchases on the ranch or farm, so the next best thing is we can get Congress to make it retroactive to where we can maybe at the last of the year or at the very first, depending upon your tax situation, be able to make those decisions and have some good strategies. It affects the economy, the rural economy, from one end to the other. When ranchers and farmers can go out and make major investments, it helps everybody.
And while it is unlikely the lame duck session will take time to consider trade issues, Kester says cattlemen are hopeful the new Congress will pass Trade Promotion Authority quickly to allow negotiations to move forward on agreements such as the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Once the TPP gets presented to Congress, we need an up or down vote on it and no amendments because things get muddled, the waters get muddied really fast. So with a TPA, the Trade Promotion Authority that the administration can get, it makes a up or down vote for Congress, makes it clean, and we need that in order to get TPP passed.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.